Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is an unusual rookie politician. While just a freshman, Warren has a seat at the leadership table and a loudspeaker that many veteran politicians would envy. For months now, her fans have been pushing and hoping she'll run for president next year, though Warren has repeatedly insisted she won't. All of this makes people wonder, what exactly is Warren's role in the Democratic Party? This morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid tackles that question.
Whenever Elizabeth Warren is asked if she's running for president, she gives the same response.
I am not running for president.
But her fan club refuses to take no for an answer. Two liberal advocacy groups, MoveOn.org and Democracy for America, have essentially set up a shadow campaign for her in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Warren!
Run!
Warren!
Run!
Warren!
Last month, activists in Manchester threw a rally in an old mill building to urge Warren to jump into the 2016 presidential race. 56-year-old Ginny Towler was there with her mother.
Elizabeth Warren is fearless.
And Towler says that's what the country needs.
Elizabeth Warren has to run. Because if we don't have her voice setting the bar for where the conversation should go, we might as well just not even vote.
Towler says Warren's candidacy could influence other Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, especially on economic issues.
She's one of us. She came from very humble roots. She speaks her truth, and that's what this is supposed to be about. We don't need politicians. I loathe politicians. I loathe them.
To her groupies, Warren is not a politician, but the populist champion for the common man. Michael Kazin is a professor at Georgetown University and an expert on populism. He says Democrats often use populist lingo.
In times like this, which is somewhat akin to the Great Depression, somewhat akin to the 1890s when the original populists began, you have populist rhetoric which becomes more and more popular.
So in the arc of political history, Warren's messaging is sort of normal.
My role is to go to Washington to fight on behalf of working families.
And that populist rhetoric is essentially the only explanation Warren gives when you ask her for answers directly.
That's been my role from the first day. That's still my role today, and that's going to be my role tomorrow.
But her colleague, fellow Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, says her strength is her influence.
When Elizabeth Warren speaks, people listen, and that's her power. You know, she stands up to be a North Star.
In recent months, Warren managed to block the president's pick for a Treasury Department appointment and corral fellow senators against a rollback of Dodd-Frank banking regulations. Warren is popular with her fellow Democrats, so it's rare to openly criticize her. But some moderates, like former Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, worry that her words may be polarizing.
So the question for Senator Warren is, will she decide to be more of an advocate, or will she be more of a substantive leader? If she's only an advocate, she runs the risk of being a divisive. If she just says it's 100% my way or nothing, then that tends to lead to inaction.
That's a fear Jack Markell, the governor of Delaware, shares. Markell is also a centrist Democrat. He says he has a lot of respect for Warren, but differs with her economic prescriptions.
I think the best way of addressing issues of income inequality is to lift all people up. We shouldn't begrudge those at the top from doing well.
Markell points to Walter Mondale's 1984 defeat and says when his party has moved too far to the left, it's lost elections. Realistically, Warren's ideas will probably not resonate with the public unless she has the cultural climate on her side. At least that's what Michael Kazin says. He's the populist historian from Georgetown we met earlier.
One of the things that populists usually need to have on their side are social movements, which speak their same language and which mobilize people behind them. That's something that Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman had as liberal Democrats in the 1930s and 1940s. It's something that Elizabeth Warren doesn't quite have now.
But with so many politicians now discussing income inequality, Kazin says it seems the culture in America is swinging more and more in Warren's favor.
You know, the base of the Democratic Party, especially in the last 2 or 3 years, has moved very much in her direction, partly because of what she's doing, partly because of of what social movements are doing.
Whether or not Warren runs for president, it seems she has the clout to push her party to the left. New reports show former First Lady Hillary Clinton privately met with Warren recently to ask for policy suggestions.
The power of well-funded special interests.
But just this week, the conservative super PAC American Crossroads released an ad blasting Hillary Clinton for taking foreign donations.
Into one more rigged game where the rich and the powerful always win.
And the voice in the ad is Elizabeth Warren. It seems the far right is just as delighted as the far left with Elizabeth Warren as a foil to Hillary Clinton. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.